This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the stretch, the 1-0 pitch, swing and a drive, Cubs are going to win the game. It's deep center, Thomas makes the catch, Nico Horner tags, Cubs win the ball game. Matt Shaw comes through, a sacrifice fly, the Cubs sweep the series, and they start the celebration on the mound here at Wrigley Field. Matt Shaw drives in the game's winning run. Cubs win 1-0 in 10.
And now we go to Bruce Levine with Cade Horton. Well, actually, we go to Bruce Levine because that's what we're doing here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito in for Mully and Haw. Mully and Haw show guests join on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. And here's Bruce Levine. Bruce, how are you?
Good morning. Do we get paid double? It's a holiday, right?
Sure.
Double time.
Yeah, right.
Spilkos
holiday
two times
pay.
Zero.
Yeah.
Let's see. Two times zero,
is still. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bupkis. That's what we get.
We're going to get a pat on the back bupkis. And a thank you for a job well done, my friend.
We played.
Steve, explain to the audience what bupkis really means.
No, they can figure it out. They think it's a Bears Hall of Fame linebacker. The idea of what Cade Horton did, the idea that he could respond that way. We played your interview with him, your post-game interview. It was terrific. So share with the class what you saw last night from what he bounced back from.
Well, it's a young pitcher coming to fruition, to life, as we watch him develop three really good pitches and a mound presence, feeling like he's a major league pitcher. That's a part of it, you know? I mean, it's how you look at yourself as much as what you have and what you can do. I mean, we all have been heard about Cade Horton for 5 years now. And the reality is that we never got to see him because of injuries that took him out of seasons for the last 2 years. Now, you're looking at a guy that is growing in front of your eyes, and you're seeing it with a lot of different players with the Cubs, something you're not used to seeing in Chicago, players actually growing in front of you in player development and having the ability to help their teams win. I mean, it's something we haven't seen since the Cubs in 2015-16. The White Sox may be going back to 2005 through 2008. It's just fun to watch. It's been a lot of descriptions for the Cubs this year, but the one thing is for sure, right now it's much watched TV and listened to on The Score, and also it's fun.
It has been great fun, Bruce, and the thing that I loved, multiple things about last night's game for Cade Horton, but A, it was a bounce back from Houston, which was, you know, his worst outing And, you know, we were talking earlier, Craig Counsell said, you know, that maybe was a good thing that, you know, he failed in that manner at this level, in that place, you know, a very playoff-like atmosphere. But also that, you know, the Cubs need starting pitching. You know, we know what it's going to take to win in the playoffs. A lot of good pitching is top of that list. And if Horton is a question mark, then you need more of that pitching. But if this Horton is the one that shows up, then maybe you can count on him to pitch in the playoffs.
Well, you know, Mike, look, the most important thing that's happened in the last couple of days is not the wins. That's a residual effect of good starting pitching. But the 6 innings by Imanaga and the 7 innings by Horton, starting to save at least one bullpen pitcher a game from having to appear. That's the key to keeping this team where it needs to be and making a run for the playoffs and the World Series. That's a part of it. They'll add another pitcher if they can. Every bullpen pitcher has pitched above and beyond anywhere anyone could imagine at this point of the year. It's not going to hold up if you keep getting 5 innings, 4 inning starts from the Cubs starting pitching. And that's what you've been getting over the last 2 weeks. You know, the Cubs ended up 13-13 in the month of June. And a lot of it at the end was, you know, the wonky starting pitching. And, you know, again, you see pitching like you've seen the last 2 days. That's the key. If you can get 6 innings out of your starters, which is a big ask in this era, it's like somebody's throwing a complete game compared to eras before.
Bruce Levine joins us, Scores Baseball Insider. And in fact, speaking of inside the clubhouse, Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito in for David Haw tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice show for you tomorrow, right, Bruce?
Yeah, Mike. Dan Kantrovitz of the Chicago Cubs will be our guest. He's a scouting director. The draft is only a week away. You talk about sports that you don't hear anything about their draft. A week from Sunday will be the MLB draft, okay? People are still getting used to the drafting in the summertime at the All-Star game. And also Chip Carey will be joining us, and you never know who might drop in.
You made the point earlier in the week, and I was stunned to hear this. The Cubs haven't Cubs haven't taken a series from a team above 500 since the Dodgers more than 2 months ago. And here come the Cardinals. Cardinals are staggeringly shut out 3 straight times by Pittsburgh. Maybe they didn't know Pittsburgh sucks. Maybe they didn't get the memo, but they were shut out 3. Yeah, or the menu. Yeah, there's 3 straight times. And they're still over 500. This would be a series you would think it's your rival, it's in Wrigley, and this is the time you prove that you're worthy of being ranked among the best teams, not by record, by who you've beaten and who you've beaten recently. Do you view this series with greater importance because of that?
It's certainly a lot more important for the Cardinals, don't you think? I mean, they have to make some type of statement here that they're going to be back into it. They played good ball to get back in, you know, during the month of May. But, you know, recently, as you pointed out, hasn't been great. I don't think it's a huge series for the Cubs. I do believe if, you know, Steve, if you're looking for them to say, we're the Dodgers, we're as good as the Dodgers, we're going to be there at the end with the Dodgers, then, you know, you have to start making statements of winning series against teams that are over 500. So, yeah, step on the gas. They look like they're moving in that direction right now. Let's see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, I thought the even though the June performance when it was uneven, Bruce, I thought winning the last 2 games in St. Louis was important for the Cubs because that kind of looked like it could have been a tipping point after the Cardinals took the first 2. For the Cubs to get the last 2 and split that series, even though they did then go lose the series in Houston, 2-1, I thought that was important. And I think, you know, the home field advantage, we have absolutely seen it at Wrigley Field this year. The numbers bear it out. But the Cubs are a different and better team at Wrigley.
They are. But there's one thing, you know, I was talking to Tom Hamilton, the great announcer for the Guardians, who's going into the Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks before yesterday's game. And he said, you know what, the Cubs are a good team. And he said the one thing that stands out to me watching him this series and then watching him, you know, peripherally as the season goes on, the one thing they do, which all good teams have the same type of situation normally, is they don't beat themselves. And that's a big statement, because it means that you're playing almost every night, you know, solid gold defense. You're running the bases correctly, even with the mishaps here and there. You're running them, and you're running teams out of certain games. So, you know, he just pointed out to the fact that, you know, they're ready once the other team makes a mistake to win that game. And we've seen a lot of that this year.
Bruce Levine is our guest, Scores Baseball Insider. We're talking baseball, Cubs, and Sox here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito in for Mullinaw. The Sox are calling up Colson Montgomery. News came from his family out of Jasper, Indiana last night, and has spread. And I guess you couldn't. He was hot in the minors, and now he's facing MLB's minor league team in Colorado. And I guess there couldn't be a better opponent and a better spot if you're going to bring him up than the guy was hot. And here's the worst team in perhaps in Major League history. What do you think of the move, and what do you expect to happen?
Well, first of all, is he called up for this weekend, or is it going to be Monday at home? That one I don't know.
Well, the reports we've seen, not coming from the White Sox, the reports we've seen is that Colson Montgomery has been called up to play today against the Colorado Rockies.
That's great. Well, good place to start, you know, home run city in Colorado, a weak pitching staff. And I just, you know, as bad as the record is, I've said this from probably the second week on, the White Sox are a much more watchable team. If you're a White Sox fan, you can watch these games. You don't like the outcome because the ninth inning has been a huge question mark for most of the year. But just the product of watching young guys come up, play ball, and envisioning them as major leaguers on this team is something I think White Sox fans can enjoy. You know, you look at guys like a Madroff, you look at Teal, you look at Cuero. These are guys that have great potential to be major league players. They're not there yet, but at least they're competing at a big league level. They're young guys that you have contract control of. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Montgomery, who we've been hearing about for, 4 years, is ready to assume that role, play that role position defensively, and occasionally hit a ball about 450 feet.
Yeah, that would certainly be nice. Bruce, I want to take you back to the Cubs for a second. We're talking about, you know, we've talked about Kyle Tucker a ton. PCA has gotten a ton of ink. But to me, Seiya Suzuki, in the season he's having, he's leading the league in RBIs right now. He's already set a career high for home runs. It's hard to believe this is his fourth year. It doesn't seem like that. But to me, and let me know what you think, it seems that when Seiya is hitting...
I think it's third year, Mike.
22, 23, 24.
No, I don't think so. Well, 23, 24, 25. I think this is not his last year.
What is Baseball Reference saying?
Yeah, no, it is his fourth year. So he started in 22. But my larger point, though, is that when he is hitting... And when he is hot, the Cubs are hot. And when he is not, then the Cubs go in the same.
You go, we go.
It's literally one of those you go, we go things with Seiya. What do you think on that?
Well, the one thing that we can safely say is in the past, he'd been accused of not ever hitting in the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had two great months in August and September of 23 and 24. But, you know, injuries kept him from having complete seasons. And just not a clutch hitter, you know. People would say, when was the last time you saw Seiya have a big hit to win a game? Well, that's certainly not the case this year. He's driving in runs like crazy, even though people hate the stat runs batted in. All the newer metrics say it's just a happenstance of you hitting in a certain spot. But... you know, the reality is he's been as good as anybody in the clutch. You watch his batting practice, and he takes batting practice over to the game. He's just knocking the ivy off of the walls, literally, during batting practice. And he's taken this line drive pull, 100 mile per hour, 105 mile per hour swing into the games. And he doesn't know that he's not supposed to be this good. He's really good this year.
Bruce Levine is our guest, baseball insider for The Score, talking baseball here. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito in for Mullane Hall. We thank you for joining us on this July 4th weekend.
I have a question for you guys.
No, you're not allowed to. We just ask you questions. Just cut it out.
Who are you giving that $600 million to? Is it the right fielder or the center fielder? Or do you have enough to give, how much is it going to take to sign PCA? How much is it going to take to sign your right fielder?
It's it were my money, I'd give it to all of them. And I don't know how. Let me put it to you, Bruce.
You'd be selling streetwise. The owner of the Cubs, Steve Rosenblum, yeah, would be selling streetwise, trying to make a buck.
Is the owner of the Cubs willing to let Jed show any courage? Because I don't think he's got the backbone to make an all-in move.
Which one are you saying doesn't have the backbone?
Well, Hoyer, but I think he's being held back by his... He's never shown me he can do that. He's never won anything without Theo being in charge. When the big ones have been won, it's been Theo, and Judd has been a part of that. Jed has been a part of that. And Jed's... Maybe he's had chances, maybe he hasn't. Maybe the ownership is saying, nah, you got to get rid of Darvish. We don't want to pay that money in the back end, even though Darvish was phenomenal and when he left, even after he left the Cubs. So I don't know, but I know this. I don't know how you trade for Kyle Tucker, and you either don't make that big deal, you don't spend that $30 million to get a bat or an ace, and you really need an ace. And I don't know how you do that with the chance that Tucker's going to leave, because you're giving your – you might as well not have a general manager at that point. Or is your general manager lacking courage to make the all-in move? I've never seen it.
I like the idea of paying the guy up front. I think that's the solution to Major League Baseball in its present form of paying people. So would you pay him, would you skip over the Ohtanis and pay Tucker $60 million a year for 5 years with an opt-out, with opt-outs along the way? And the reason I say that is you're going to eventually find a player who goes, you know what, I don't want to look like Albert Pujols 7 years from now at the end of his career. I don't want to look like Miguel Cabrera the last 5 years of his career. I want to have the greatest part of my career, make $60 million a year, get $350 to $400 million, and walk off in the sunset as a really good player or an all-star player and not embarrass myself on the field.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. Scott Boras is an agent. This is just so much crap, Bruce. Everybody wants the money. They're playing for the money. The end of his career, they'll take the money. They're getting paid to look like crap.
But as a responsibility of a Hoyer or an owner like Tom Ricketts, are you just supposed to sit there and take 5 years or $300 million paying it when a guy can't play anymore?
Okay, you know what?
And then people say to you, well, you competed during this time, but you're going to have to spend another $300 million on your payroll to compete now.
The Cubs have won exactly one World Series since 1908. So what do you do? Sustained success is BS. You need to win. The Giants' idea of sustained success is a World Series every other year. Jed once made a comment about the Giants. You know, they shoved all in and then they had to rebuild for years. Well, if the Cubs had won three World Series and having to rebuild, my God, everybody would have a building named after them, and Jed can't
see
that.
There is one. It's called the Wrigley Building.
And Jed can't see that. Don't use the Giants as an example. That is just such BS. Don't tell me about sustained success. Push in. Get that guy. Do what you need to do to win a World Series. The Cubs have won one. They become the 85 Bears. The thing's almost 10 years old. It's going to have a birthday party with a cowboy hat on.
So the one thing that Theo Epstein promised, which he came through with, was a World Series, right? They won one.
Yeah.
And sustained success for what? 6 years?
It was sustained failure because they fell one. They fell one level short every year after the World Series.
But
that sustained failure,
right? They were good teams.
They should have won three. They won one.
Okay, but who won three in that time?
The Giants won three before them.
That's decade, more than a decade ago. It's 12 years ago.
So the Cubs World Series is almost a decade ago, Bruce.
I understand. But sustained success in Major League Baseball is not winning World Series every year. Nobody does it.
Well, you should. Right? You should.
Were the Dodgers a failure for 10 years when they went to the playoffs every year and never won the series?
Yes, they were. That was a failure.
Bruce, it's a great failure. I mean, it's a, you know, it's exciting failure, good baseball.
I agree with you, Bruce. The, you know, the 15, 16, 17, that group, that era, the NLCS every year, you know, losing 15, win it all in 16, losing. To me, that was what Theo promised. And to answer your earlier question,
not a minor league system, though. That part of the promise wasn't fulfilled.
Right. But I'm paying Kyle Tucker, by the way. I mean, you still have time with PCA. I don't know his exact timeline, but I know that you have a number of years before you have to pay PCA. Whereas I love the consistency of Kyle Tucker, and I am on board with paying the man. And I know it's probably going to go into the off season, and we can talk about this more on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow, but I'm sure that Kyle Tucker will have no shortage of suitors after what has been a great season thus far.
All right, I'll leave you with this. Kyle Tucker is the most complete Cub player since
Kevin Ory? Cal Daniels?
Yeah. Bruce,
we could keep going. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah, and you know, Bruce, tomorrow we'll talk about Matt Shaw, too, because I wanted to ask you there. We just didn't have enough time.
Oh,
but
we got the Kevin
Ory texts are coming in. I'm like, please, it's not
Scott.
Kevin Ory. Please.
And Gary Scott. Bruce, thanks. Appreciate it.
Guys,
love arguing with you.
Happy holiday, buddy.
You too. Be well.
Thanks,
be
Bruce.
Bruce Levine, Baseball Insider, tomorrow Inside the Clubhouse, 9 o'clock to 11 with Espo. And we're going to take a break. Later on this hour, is Scott Merkin cool for
right
sure?
Right now, he's good for 9:45.
All right.
I'll check back in with you guys here
we'll
in a couple minutes.
We'll talk about Colson Montgomery with that. And we thank you for joining us on this July 4th, this Independence Day. My favorite barbecue joint is all about a veteran, and he's in this documentary. It's one of the all-time great stories. It's called Slice of Life. It's about places that became successes in former Pizza Huts. There's a it's true. There's a documentary out. Big Ed's, we just moved into a new, bigger place, but they gained success in a former Pizza Hut. And there are places that in this documentary that are there. But it turns out it's his hallways are not just at Big Ed's in Waukegan, are not just Chicago fanboy stuff with the Bears. The Bears were some Bears players were responsible for Big Ed's providing to the greater public the greatest burnt ends in the history of burnt ends.
I love burnt ends and Sky Point, and shout out to the old Pizza Hut lunch buffet. God bless it.
There you go. We'll take a break when we come back. We have football and food. That's what we do here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Steve Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We can't do radio because we're dancing.
If we only had like the Twitch, if we only had the Twitch feed going this morning, you would see Steve and I doing our Reservoir Dogs
Mr.
dance.
Mr. Blonde.
Yes.
Mr. Blonde. Why can't I? Why do I have to be Mr. Pink? I want to be Mr. Blonde. You're Mr. Pink. Welcome and welcome back. We will talk about Steelers Wheels and Mr. Blonde. Legend. A legend has left us. We'll do that next hour. In the meantime, I want to tell you about, on this 4th of July, this Independence Day, time to thank veterans, thank people who served in the armed forces, and thank them for freedom, for our freedom, for maintaining our freedom. We owe you there's no way you can pay that kind of debt.
Can't pay
back.
It back? Nope.
But what you can do for one particular veteran, a disabled veteran, is you can buy his burnt ends. Big Ed. Big Ed is a disabled veteran. He was hurt in a helicopter crash in 1988. Later, honorably discharged from the United States Army. Now, regular listeners to whenever I'm on, Saturday suckage, Friday suckage, 4th of July suckage.
General federal holiday suckage.
General suckage is in our Army. Yeah. I'm the self-proclaimed greatest influencer of burn ends. Big Ed's serves the greatest burn ends in the history of burn ends. Big Ed's barbecue in Waukegan. They moved into a bigger place. When they were in the smaller place, it was a former Pizza Hut. And they are being featured. There's like 8 or 9 stories. One's like a dispensary now.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses that became successes in former Pizza Hut. And they all have that iconic Pizza
the building.
Hut.
You know the building, absolutely.
Right. And Big Ed's was in a former Pizza Hut. And we saw part of the documentary. So Big Ed is a former, is a disabled veteran, honorably discharged. And he spent a lot of time, and he's from the south side of Chicago, spent a lot of time corporate America and decided to pursue culinary training, like our friend Julie Swyka.
Yes.
Who is in sports radio. And you know what? No.
I want to go bake things.
Yeah. And she
Let's
did.
Let's do that.
And
yeah.
Her baked products are art, and that's what she makes.
suck.
No, it doesn't, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
It's art. And thank you for that. So Big Ed started his own catering company in 2000. In October 2007, after being downsized from his corporate job, he decided to go into full-time catering. During that time, he met a neighbor. His neighbor was Jason McKee.
Former Bear.
Yes, indeed. A fullback, back when they had fullbacks.
Yes, he was a good fullback.
So they became friends. McKee invites Big Ed to serve food at a charity event where he met several other Bear players. Now, you eat Big Ed's food, and you are immediately hooked. It's barbecue crack. You just can't get enough of it. But beyond the burnt ends, what happens on his catering menu now is the fried chicken. It's not on the regular menu. You got to get him to cater.
Off menu, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens next? Again, this is 2007, right? This is after the Bears go to the Super Bowl. Right?
Yep, big time.
Devin Hester enjoys the food, reaches out, and has his birthday party catered by Big Ed. Big Ed's barbecue goes to Devin Hester's party.
Mm-hmm.
And more Bear players get involved. More Bear players want him to cater this. And it becomes such a thing, it would lead to the barbecue restaurant. He's got Big Ed as partners. And they have moved into a bigger place now, a much bigger, like a banquet hall. Imagine a banquet hall with an entry area and then a giant room that could be cordoned off if you closed. And there's a bar there, too. The walls are filled with football stuff, with Bears memorabilia at Big Ed's Barbecue. And you think, well, this is just a Chicago sports honk, right? This is fanboy stuff. And I would do that, too, right?
Sure.
No, this is the real deal. He catered for Bears parties. Jason McKee, Devin Hester, other players. And now there's the legendary burnt ends.
Two thoughts. I need to try Big Ed's burnt ends after all of listening to this. And two, is Big Ed actually big, or is that just one of those nickname things?
He is big.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
And I at least... So I've shrunk to about 5'8", I think, the last time I went to the doctor, and he feels like he's 6'6", 6'5", and he is
a big man.
He's tall and he's sizable, and little Ed is a big Ed too, his son.
Okay.
And you can see him, they'll chop it up, but Big Ed's a Big Ed. And we're watching it. We walked out of it one time. Me and Otter walked out of the restaurant, and he's there at catering delivery truck, and I don't know, normally I can't finish all the burnt ends, we usually take some home. I said, but I ate all of them, it hurts. He goes, it should. If it don't hurt, you got to keep eating.
That's it, you got to keep going.
So Big Ed says, he said his lawyer, and then he corrected himself, he goes, one of my lawyers is a Waken Baker. He goes, yeah, he knows you. He listens to you. He tells me when you talk about us. And I said, yeah, well, it's on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's great. He goes, I said, well, is your lawyer coming down? Is he here? No, he's probably baking right now.
I'm glad his worlds are colliding there.
Yeah.
And your worlds are colliding.
Barbecue, Waken Bacon,
there
barbecue.
You go. They go together.
That's the way it goes. So that's Big Ed. Thank you for your service, and he is serving the best burnt ends.
And thank you for your burnt ends.
In the world, yeah, thank you for your burnt ends. And I often thought about, because I don't know, I'm holding the suckage roll call in my hand. This would be here's the documentary, catch up with all these people. Although Grobber, who is the first one, maybe not so much.
Sky Point.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Yeah, but go through, where are they, where is the... Where are they now? These suckage roll calls.
We miss the Grobber.
You do. And we heard from Julie Swike. We already know. She thought it sucked, but her bakery products are art.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. The White Sox are making news. They have yet another reason to give their fans maybe a chance to smile. They're bringing up a prized prospect who seemed to be left for dead, told to go stand in the corner. And he's coming out of it, and he's going to make his major league debut today in Colorado. We'll talk to Scott Merkin of MLB.com about the promotion and the White Sox. This is Chicago Sports Radio. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There before. Maybe I can get there again. This one, look out, hammer to right field and gone.
Guess who?
Colson Montgomery has really found his stroke here in Toledo as he turns around a 98 mile an hour fastball, and it's 1-0 Charlotte. The fifth consecutive game in which they have scored at least a run in the first inning.
Matt, I never even got to tell you that Colson Montgomery comes in today 9-for-18 with 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, a triple, 2 doubles. He has been a thorn in the backside of Toledo.
Yeah, he has 111 off the bat at 340 feet.
MILB
TV, Minor League Baseball TV.
And the color guy sounded like Ron Coomer. That's not Ron Coomer.
Plays him on TV, though.
Plays him on MILB TV. Welcome in, welcome back. Colson Montgomery, the guy who hit that home run, and it was gone, and it was a no-doubter, and it was in Charlotte, and now the guy who was in Charlotte, playing for Charlotte, is going to be in White Sox togs. An unbelievable turn of a story for a guy who was supposed to be in the majors maybe the end of last year, and then was told to go away. You suck so bad. You have to go home. You can't play with your friends anymore. And now here he is making his debut on the 4th of July. Oh, my God. Look, the stories write themselves.
That's it.
Don't they, Scott Merkin?
Dispute a little bit about what he was told at the end of last year, but I think it's a great story that he's getting there. I mean, And I think anyone who knew him and covered him a little bit knew that it was going to happen eventually. He's an important part of the rebuild. So, you know, now, as I wrote last night, all the talk about, you know, he was hitting 149 at one point at trial and had to go back to Arizona to work with Ryan Fuller on a season reset. You know, all the talk about that he was a number nine prospect in all of baseball coming into the 2024 season, that's all gone now. Now it's just, you know, the kind of, not the final test, because he should have many years ahead of him, but the test begins tonight, because as great as minor league baseball is, and it's, you know, I spent a week out in Charlotte and Kannapolis back in May, you know, the numbers, you never hear someone talk on the Hall of Fame speeches about how, man, you know, I really love that year I hit 380 in Kannapolis. That got it starts counting tonight, and I think he's going to be up for the test.
This is Scott Merkin of MLB.com. He covers the White Sox for MLB.com and sometimes covers Kannapolis and Charlotte for MLB.com. He's joining Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito. That's us. We're in for Mully and Haw. Mully and Haw show guests, join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. And Scott Merkin covers the White Sox. We're talking White Sox. They've called up Colson Montgomery for tonight's game in Colorado.
Yeah, so Merk, so what, to your knowledge and your reporting as you've watched him and done the minor league coverage of Montgomery, what has been the difference? Because he was clearly in a very deep funk, and, you know, batting 150 or whatever it was earlier this season before he went down to Arizona with Ryan Fuller, their director of hitting. What changes or what difference has what things has Montgomery done to kind of right the ship?
Yeah, I think as much as there's mechanics changes, you know, we've all heard about, Miguel Vargas raising his hands up higher and his, you know, hitting approach that helped him for a great month there. I think it's just as much mental. It's interesting, Brooks Baldwin, after he homered last night at Dodger Stadium, was talking to us about how important a talk he had before the game with Christian Guzman, who's their mental skills coach. I don't know if that's the official title. I apologize, Christian, if that's wrong. Just about refocusing for the game. And I think that's what it basically gave, you know, Colson a chance, just to go back, as Chris Getz said a few times, kind of get away from the numbers, get away from the hype, and just do your thing. And, I mean, I don't want to say it also was a last-ditch thing, but, I mean, he had to take to that too, right? He had to come back and benefit from that work, and he certainly has. You know, I mean, I thought Paul Janish does a great job as the White Sox director of player development. He had a good comment on the Zoom call Monday, I guess it was, where, you know, Colson went 10 for 18 in those four games against Toledo over the weekend. And before that, he was in a 5 for 35 funk, and that was after he had come back from Arizona. And Paul pointed out, he thought that was a good sign that, you know, he got into something, got his way out, and started crushing the ball the other night. They intentionally walked Corey Jolks to face him with the game on the line, left-handed pitcher against Colson. Colson singles to right to bring home the game winner. So I think all these signs, more so than the numbers, are showing that he's ready. And, you know, this is really the true stage of this rebuild now. Nothing against the veteran guys who have been, you know, contributing and helpful to the younger guys' development too on that roster, but this is what people expected in 2025, right? To see a lot of these prospects, Chase Meyerdroth, Kyle Teal, I'm going to forget guys, so I'm not going to list them all, but Colson Montgomery getting their chance to play every day and really learning this season, and then that, you know, sets you up pretty well for 2026 when you hope to be more competitive.
Yeah, and Merk, and Steve Stone was on the station yesterday, and that's what he was talking about.
I heard of him. Good,
yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. He's pretty smart, too, I've heard about baseball.
He is.
No, the cool thing is, I mean, you could say what you want about the record, and obviously we all can see what the record is, but it's apples and oranges from last year, because last year was a train wreck, whereas this year, even if they lose the game, you're getting to see, I think they have the most rookies in baseball on their active roster, correct?
They were tied with the Marlins. I haven't kept track of if the Marlins have added anyone, but yeah, I mean, it is a different feel. You know, I think the different feel, you don't want to cast aspersions to guys who aren't there anymore, but I think the different feel really started with when Grady took over last year. I think it was just kind of a focus to going back, have fun. I mean, it's hard to have fun when you're 60-some games under 500, right? I get that these guys, you know, probably knew they weren't going to win the division or be overly competitive last year. But, you know, they're all intense, intense competitors. You don't get to this level without having talent and being a, you know, a type A competitor. And it can't be fun when you're losing 21 straight games. But I think Brady kind of reinstilled a little fun back in the program. And then Will's done a great job. Yeah, I mean, wins and losses are still wins and losses, right? Like, you can say, oh, you know, they're 5-21 in one-run games if you turn a few of those around. Well, you know, I mean, if I was 5 inches taller, I'd be 6 feet tall, right? I'm not. So, I mean, you gotta get the wins, but I think it's a good step this year. So I agree with you, Mike, that I think it is a better product overall. I think guys are learning. I think you're seeing good signs. And I thought Will summed it up Wednesday night real well. It was a great game to watch. And he said, you know, a very tough finish, obviously a bad finish overall, but a lot of good things. And I think that's kind of the summation of the season right now. You know, the 31 under, the record is the record. You can't, you know, talk around that. But there's a lot of good things that have happened during the 2025 season.
What is the best? What's the best thing that happened?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what's the best. She said a lot of good things. What do you think is the best thing that's happened?
I really like, I don't put a lot of stock in the spring training numbers because they are what they are, even with guys who are trying to make the team. But you could see in spring training that Grant Taylor kind of had that it factor. You know, I mean, I guess when you're competing with Paul Skeens, you get to learn from the best. But yep. Grant Taylor's right up there stuff-wise. So I think just watching him pitch, listening to him talk yesterday, we didn't get to talk to him Wednesday after the blown save, but just how he kind of broke down what happened and just kind of said, like, man, I'd be naive if I thought I was going to come up here and be great every time, you know? So I think these guys are really getting it. So I don't know if there's a best altogether, but I think it's just the Sox showing they're willing to give these young guys a chance and kind of let them grow with the, you know, Mydrov gets, you know, on base 8 times in 4 games and maybe goes hitless in 18 appearances after that, 18 at-bats after that. You take the good with the growing in that. So I think the best would be seeing these young guys not only come up, but seeing how they belong and then kind of wondering, you know, kind of moving it forward, what they're going to look like next year with this whole season under their belt. And I think Kyle Teal, the catching has been great too. You know, I mean, it's really, they need a little more power from that spot. I mean, they have one home run from their entire catching core this year, and he's not even with the team anymore. But I think that'll come with these young guys growing, and I think, you know, they're in the best spot they've been a catcher in a very long time.
Before we get to looking at the roster next year, Scott Merkin of MLB.com, what is the infield going to look like today for the White Sox?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, you know, you have Colson at short. Mydrath probably goes to second. Vargas can play third or first, both very well defensively, very, very adept at both spots. You have Josh Rojas and Lenin Sosa, I'm sorry, who can play all over the infield, you know, can play third, can play short, can play second. You know, you could possibly platoon those guys, you know, lefty-righty type of thing. So I think there are a lot of options for Will to go. Then Will has talked many a time about how, you know, the versatility is great. Having the ability to move guys around is really important to a team. And I think what you could see that, man, I mean, I'm sure before that, but if you go back to like the 2016 Cubs, you know, Chris Bryant was an MVP winning third baseman, but think about how many positions he played on that team that year too. So that's just an example from not too distant past. So I think having guys that can move, and I mean, Colson's played third in the minors, so he could probably go over there for a game or two if need be. He wouldn't be uncomfortable at all. So I think there are options for them to go to.
So you're saying Colson Montgomery is going to be Chris Bryant. Is that what I heard?
That's what I'm saying. Only left-handed hitting.
Oh, okay.
And not from Las Vegas originally.
There you go. All right.
We'll quote you on that.
Scott, I know you're big day, and thank you for we didn't really hear much. He's at LAX, so we didn't really hear much airport stuff, but we were ready with Airplane because we're going to celebrate Airplane next hour. It's the week of the 45th.
What a great movie. Great. You know, I have to tell a really quick story. During spring training, I was talking to Chris Sale, and he was asking for like good movies to watch.
Uh-huh.
This is years ago, obviously. And I gave him, I have a copy of Airplane, and I gave it to him. And he's like, okay, cool. I told him, you're going to love it. He took it home, watched it with his wife, said, didn't love it. I'm like, oh, come
what?
On, you're crushing me. That's one of the best movies of all time. It's hysterical.
We can't be friends. I'm sorry. We can't be friends.
No, I love that movie. And Airplane 2 is almost as good, I think. They're both right up there.
Hospital? What is it? Well, it's a big place. It's a building with nurses and doctors. But that's not important
surely
right now.
Surely you must be kidding.
I am not Shirley. I'm not kidding, and don't call me Shirley. We will get to that because there is a sports part of airplane, and we're going to deal with that. And Kareem wasn't their first choice, so we'll deal with that next hour.
That's interesting. I was going to say, I mean, as great as Kareem was as a player, he probably gets almost as much traction out of that great team where he's yelling at the kid in the as a co-pilot in the plane, right?
It does. We'll discuss that. Scott, always great to have you. Thank you for your time.
Happy 4th.
Thanks, Merck. Happy 4th, bud.
Take care.
Scott Merck at MLB.com. As I said, we'll talk about Airplane next hour. Movie came out. Great, wonderful comedy. Came out 45 years ago this week, and we lost Mr. Blonde yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. Maybe the not just the greatest scene of that movie that Quentin Tarantino did, but maybe the greatest scene in any Tarantino movie, which is saying something.
It's certainly, if you think about, let's just take 90s movies, and you just say scenes from 90s movies, like, you know, most important or popular or iconic scenes from 90s movies, that would be in them, wouldn't it? Would it not? I mean, most memorable for sure. And we did not plan that, by the way. We're going to talk about Airplane, and Scott Merkin just happened to be at LAX. None of that was planned.
No,
just,
it wasn't.
This
but
is fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants radio.
It's Bashert, as we say. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss the Bulls. Drew Stevens of the Bigs will be here, and maybe he can explain why they want players nobody else wants. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, in for Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.